This is Mark Winkworth.
Chapter 159, Amazon River, Day 6, Surfing the Pororoca. Captain Alex, 13 March 2012, Capim River, Brazil. Arriving back at the river town of São Domingo that night, we found that thousands had gathered to celebrate the wave. Knowing the second wave would come around 1 a.m., we left the party early to make the two-hour journey back up the Capim River. Securing Bubbles in deeper water to keep her safe from the wave, Diego, Steve, and I dinghied over to where several floodlights illuminated a section of the river. Several surfers filled us in on what was about to happen, but I don't think you can prepare someone for a single wave that comes rushing up a river in the darkness. Steve was on the riverbank, ready to film things. Diego was on a board, ready to surf. And I was in the dinghy, ready to surf the back of the wave and rescue surfers before they were washed into the dark jungle. In the moonlight, I saw the wave approach, and my heart raced as I wondered what the heck I was doing. Taking the wave head-on, I caught some air before turning around and surfing the back of the wave. When the surfers reached the end of the wave, a boat rushed in to collect them. However, two were farther downstream, so I collected them just before they were swept into the jungle. We had surfed our first pororoca at night. What a rush! By afternoon the next day, a crowd of over 3,000 gathered on the riverbank to watch the wave, some even filling the trees that hung over the river. TV reporters mingled with the crowd. With our group being the whitest there, people frequently stopped us for photos, with Steve being the crowd favorite. Weighing in at 350 pounds, my brother Dave was a novelty to the locals, and they feared him. No one knew exactly when the wave would come, but some locals said it would be with the rain. A jolt of excitement electrified the crowd when it started to rain. Just like the previous night, the waves whitewashed rushed up the brown jungle river. Diego was on the board again, and I was in the dinghy. The crowd cheered and whistled as we rode the wave. One surfer fell, but grabbed the dinghy to continue the ride. Diego surfed for more than a full minute and was probably the best surfer there. After I picked him up in the dinghy, we saw a couple of kids on boards holding onto tree branches, just feet from where the river washed into the jungle. We picked them up and returned them to the riverbank before making three more trips. Once our passengers were back with the crowd, they were treated as heroes. The entire river was 3 feet higher from all the water the wave brought. We had survived our second pororoca. Chapter 160, Amazon River, Days 7, 8, and 9, Dinner with the Mayor. Captain Alex, 18 March 2012, Belém, Brazil. On our way back down the Capim River, the local school boat full of pororoca partiers approached us. The mayor of São Domingo, wearing a Speedo, waved from the bow as we rafted up.